The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. And today we'll be talking about purification of one's inner self. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, but let's make few good intentions. شيخ الطريقة أمير فهد السنة حضرت العلامة مولانا محمد إلياس الطاهر قادري حفظه الله has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make intention, you will watch from beginning till end, you will remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respectively, was one of the main purposes of the Bi'isati Mustafa, meaning arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a prophet in this dunya, is also tazkiyai nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكي Just as we sent to you from among you a messenger who recites our verses to you and purifies you. In tafsir it is mentioned, in reality Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only teaches apparent themes of the Quran and divine injunctions, but he teaches guidance, success, wisdom, and other knowledge. As he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam possesses all the knowledge of those before and after him. And one of the meanings of this verse is that, O people, our beloved, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, purifies you, your bodies, from the filth. And he teaches you the method of purification and purifies your heart from bad akhlaq, bad conduct, faults, and your thoughts from shirk and kufr, polytheism and disbelief. It purifies your mind from corrupt beliefs and your heart from mentioned diseases. We've got our own mindset, our own yardsticks, our own standards of success. Some people think that being rich is success. Some people, they think if we get fame in this dunya, it is a success. Some people, they think if we get position or a high position or authority in this dunya, this is a success. So everyone has got their own yardsticks and standards of success. And they are after those criterias of success. But in reality, what is success? Let's ask from Quran. Let's ask from our Rabb Azza wa Jal, our Khaliq, our Malik, who has created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Shams, verse number 9-10.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا.
Indeed, he who purified himself attained prosperity, and he who covered it in sin failed. So we learn that success is not fame, success is not money, success is not position, success is not power, success is not having authority. And in reality, what is success? Success is tazkiyai nafs, purification of one's inner self. If someone is able to purify himself, this is what success is. The one who purified his heart from all sorts of diseases of heart, he was able to attain his soul, his heart cleaned. purified. This is what is real success. Tazkiyah nafs, meaning keep on trying to rectify your inner self. This is very important. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that nafs is bigger enemy than shaitan, la'in. Shaitan becomes dominant because of our carnal desires, because of our desires of nafs. Hence, if you would follow the desires of your nafs, you'll be destroyed. If you will not contemplate over the thoughts of your nafs, desires of your nafs, if you will not contemplate, if you will not ponder, then you would be destroyed in the ocean of sins. Your nafs will drag you towards Jahannam. Remember, nafs is root cause of calamities. This is treasure of Iblis and destination of every evil. Mukashfatul Qulub, it is mentioned, Abu al-Hasan Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's close relative passed away. When he passed, Hazrat Abu al-Hasan Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw him in his dream. And he saw in a state that he was wearing a garment of hell. He asked, "What happened that I am seeing you in the garment of dwellers of hellfire?" The person who had passed away said, "My nafs took me to Jahannam." Do not get deceived by your nafs. Sarware din lijiye apne natumano ki khabar. Nafs o shaitan sayyida kab tak dabate jayenge. It's very important that we rectify our nafs, control our nafs, our inner self, our desires, our carnal desires. Otherwise, this nafs will drag us towards Jahannam. It will make us habitual of sins. It will make us disobedient. Now we've got time. Instead of looking into others' faults, instead of searching faults in others, we should think about our own self. We should find faults within our own self. And we need to correct our path. We need to fight with our carnal desires. We need to correct our nafs. Bade muzi kumara nafsi ammara ko garmara. Nihango ajdaha wa sheri narmara to kya mara. Allahu Akbar. Killing a crocodile, lion, or a gigantic snake, it's not something big. Killing your carnal desires is much harder and tougher than all this. Bigger task is to kill nafsi ammara, to kill your carnal desires. Protect yourselves from sins. This is something worth noticing. Hazrat Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi ta'ala says, going against your nafs is afdal amal, best of the actions. Allah, Allah ke nabi se faryad hai nafs ki badi se, ima pe maut behtar o nafs teri napak zindagi se. If you die upon iman, that is better, rather than getting trapped into the deception of nafs. Alhamdulillah, we've got this golden opportunity that we are breathing in Ramadan. We've got this opportunity that we can, alhamdulillah, control ourselves through the blessings of Ramadan. We can kill our carnal desires in this month of Ramadan. This is the right season. We should value Ramadan. We should respect Ramadan. When we will fast in Ramadan, we will be trained how to kill our carnal desires, how to fight against our nafs. How shall we spend Ramadan? Each and every moment of Ramadan must be filled with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tilawat of the Holy Quran, recitation of Quran. Sometimes we do dhikr, sometimes we do tasbih, sometimes we offer salah, nawafil. Should not miss a single fast. We should not miss a single salah. We should not miss a single jama'at, congregation. We should not miss takbir ula, tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awwabins, nawafil. This is the month to seek forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Month to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, we should make abundant duas for us, for our family members, colleagues, friends, for the whole ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should go and offer salatu tarawih, not only few but full 20 rak'at tarawih. This month is month of the revelation of Quran. So we should understand Quran. We should learn with proper translation and tafaseer, authentic tafaseer of the Holy Quran. Kanzul Iman, Kanzul Irfan, you can go to www.dawatislami.net. You'll find, inshallah, English version of tafaseer, explanation of the Holy Quran. English translation is also available. Commentary is also available of authentic ulama. And learned scholars, read them, understand Quran, get faham of Quran. We've got apps available, alhamdulillah. You can download those apps, you can read. Life has been made very easy for all of us. All we need to do is commitment, we need to work hard. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami also provides us in Ramadan the opportunity of i'tikaf. You can make intention to do i'tikaf with brothers of Dawat-e-Islami in general. Centers of Dawat-e-Islami. If you can go to Karachi, Pakistan, subhanAllah. Amazing atmosphere for whole month. Itikaf is also done. Last 10 days is also done. If you can go, I would recommend you to go and sit in itikaf there. The amount of knowledge and spirituality what you will gain from there, it's not something we can easily explain, to be honest. You have to go and feel that. Otherwise, in your locality, find out where itikaf and Dawat-e-Islami are happening. Because when you sit with brothers of Dawat-e-Islami in itikaf, you don't only get the opportunity to do your own personal ibadah, but alhamdulillah, meanwhile, you also learn knowledge of Deen Islam. Fard ulum, they are also taught. Now, there are three ways of tazkiyah in nafs. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has given us these beautiful ways. How can we counter our nafs? We can kill the carnal desires. Number one is saving yourselves from excessive desires. When we will not fulfill the desires of our carnal self, our nafs, then this will be a counter to protect ourselves. Someone asked from Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how can one get cure from carnal desires? He said, by objecting it, by opposing your carnal desires, not fulfilling your carnal desires. And then number two is when we will put burden on our nafs, burden of ibadat, burden of good deeds, burden of nawafil. When we will burden our nafs, this is another way that we can, inshallah, will protect our nafs. And number third, the solution, the cure, or to purify one's nafs, tazkiyah nafs, is that we seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I need your assistance so that I can get additional strength to counter my nafs, to go against my nafs, to protect myself from the deception of my nafs. This dua you have to make. Respectfully, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has given these three points as a solution, as a cure, or as a way forward for tazkiyah nafs, purification of one's inner self. And there is so much detail to this. Inshallah, we'll do a separate episode on this very important topic. Today, we learned that what is a real success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that whatever we learn, we also act upon. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting episode, with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.